I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Millions of phone records vacuumed up, heads of state being spied upon, so many revelations about the National Security Agency spying ops. You'd think there'd be little left in the NSA bag of tricks to surprise us, and you'd be wrong. The latest, like many of the other revelations, sounds like it's straight out of a spy novel. We're talking on an NSA program that secretly placed spyware inside some 100,000 computers around the world. The program has also used radio waves to access those computers. David Sanger co-authored a New York Times story about this program that was published today. He says the basic concept is actually not new.
All electronic devices emit some kind of radio wave. And if you go back and you read about the early days of spycraft during the Cold War, you'll find that when people were typing on electric typewriters, the NSA and other agencies would frequently aim a radio wave at the windows of their offices because every key let out a slightly different radio emission, and they could pick that up and figure out what was being typed. So you have to think of this as sort of the next progression in that technology, or the one that can move far more data far more quickly.
Did the NSA ever get any cooperation from computer manufacturers who would agree to put some of these circuit boards inside the product before it left the factory?
We don't know. And that's an interesting question and a good target for future reporting.
And do you think American-made laptops and cloud services are going to take a hit on the global market as a result of this?
American-made equipment and cloud services have already taken a hit out of the Angela Merkel revelations. After that happened, there were people in Germany who were calling for the creation of a sort of German-only cloud, just as the United States bars the purchase by many government institutions of Huawei computer servers made in China because they fear there are backdoors in it. I'm sure there are many governments that are banning American products. And some of them are doing it for the crassest of commercial means. They just want a competitive edge, and they wanted an excuse to ban the U.S. products. And I think that's one of Silicon Valley's biggest worries about the NSA program, that the Snowden scandal may be one of the first spy scandals that has a bigger economic and business impact than it does a diplomatic impact.
Let me just ask you personally, David Sanger, what this string of NSA revelations, what's it meant for you and your work?
Well, it's certainly much more difficult for reporters in the national security arena to do their kind of work these days. And that was true even before the Snowden revelations. And I think the frustration that people in government feel is that when leaks happen these days, they happen in a much bigger way because Snowden left, as did the WikiLeaks case, with vast amounts of classified data in digital form that's easy to compact and easy to slip away. It's not the old days when Daniel Ellsberg revealed the Pentagon Papers after spending a month leaning over a copy machine, copying it page by page.
I'm just curious to know what you think this revelation means for U.S. standing in the world. Every one of these revelations seems to kind of chip away at it, but this one in particular, I mean, it's about the actual product.
You know, I think that the U.S. industry and the government are going to have to come to some kind of agreement about the degree to which the government is going to ask industry to engage in practices on their behalf, and the degree to which industry is going to try to frustrate government efforts by building better encryption that they believe the NSA couldn't crack. And that's going to be a long struggle. You know, it's really a natural result of globalization. Back in the Cold War, we thought of American companies and European companies and Asian companies. Today, if you asked most big American companies, they would tell you that, in fact, they regard themselves as global companies. And then the question is, do they have first loyalties to the U.S. government, secondary loyalties, no loyalties? That's a very hard problem.
David Sanger is the national security correspondent for the New York Times. David, thank you very much.
Thank you.